got to tell you, I love it. I'm a big fan, and I love it more and more every time I hear it. Welcome into a brand new Blackerby and Brad. We are Tristan Tia days away from Auburn football. Today's the last day we're double.
We have three days. Tens, don't we?
Do we have three? I know Buddy Mathis is 10.
Isn't there another one?
No, it's we have three 11s.
Okay.
But it was Stan White Day yesterday. And even though Keyshawn Singleton could be receiver one, and you know, that's a big deal. And Darion Smith and Will Myers are the others. 11 is a Stan White Day, and that it was just gonna be that. No, we got two of them. We got Buddy Mathis and Tristan Tia.
Think of 19. We weirdly have three 19s for some reason. Okay.
Don't get me started on
continue
this
on
today. Don't get me started on this today. All right. So 12 times since the new millennium began, Auburn has opened the season against a Power Four team. And I don't think that it's a stretch. I'm growing increasingly confident that Byron Brown is set for an historic debut. Historic debut against Baylor. So Auburn's quarterback stat lines against Power Four teams. I'm not going to go through them one by one. The ones that stand out, Brandon Cox statistically against Georgia Tech, but that was a loss and he threw four interceptions. It's like the worst game he played. He was brilliant outside of his very first game as a starter. Other ones that stand out, Jarrett Stidham against Washington in this building that Auburn will play.
For sure.
Yeah. 273 yards, one touchdown. Not a whole lot in the rushing department. Zach, those are the only two. No, Brandon
Bo Nix against Oregon?
Bo Nix against Oregon, 177 yards, two touchdowns, two interceptions.
We literally watched the kid grow up, though, in the fourth quarter. Like, I know that doesn't show up in the stat sheet.
Right.
But, like, you used the word historic.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like I mean, you can see it right there. I've got, like, I have that paper like framed from that game.
Yeah,
I think that, like, when you talk about historic openers, like I think that was one with all the storylines for Bo Nix, and then the way we won that game
for sure.
Historic is more than just stats.
I agree,
but if that's not the point you're trying to make,
no, it's on the road. No, it's on the road to that point. But like we're think about if the criteria is since the new millennium began, you're talking about a couple of standout performances.
Yeah.
A couple. Let's just say, all right, let me early bring us out onto the balcony of hypotheticals.
Oh, right? Hold on. We're going to the balcony.
Hold on. Hold that thought. What if the toaster learned to fly? What if your goldfish told you why? Pull up a chair, let the odd ideas begin. We're taking the scenic route to maybe land again. The balcony of hypotheticals, where every wild what if gets a front row seat. The balcony of hypotheticals, big little questions wildly incomplete. Lean over the railing, careful don't fall. The balcony of hypotheticals.
What in the name of everything holy was that?
It's our balcony of hypothetical song.
We have a balcony of hypothetical song now?
You just heard it.
I can't believe it. I got to process.
We don't come out here enough.
I guarantee we're going to come out here more now.
Man, yeah, people like it now. We'll see if they like the BOH soon.
Oh, how do you not love the balcony of hypotheticals after the song?
All right, we're out here now.
That's incredible.
It's a nice chill in the air. Here on the balcony of hypotheticals.
I don't know what to say. I wasn't ready for that. I wasn't ready for the balcony of hypotheticals song.
It's also like 4 in the morning when we're doing this, which makes it so much better.
I hear trash trucks in the background, like everybody's just getting going.
Yeah.
Whew.
All right.
What was I going to say? What was my...
I don't know. I was afraid of that. I'm not going to lie to you.
What was my hypothetical? Oh, okay. All right. Byron Brown. In
here on the BOH.
Yes, for the BOH, the Balcony of Hypotheticals. Byram Brown's season openers. Okay. His stat line against Western Kentucky, he had over 330 yards of total offense and three touchdowns. He played Bethune. I'm not going to count Bethune-Cookman's stats. That's like counting Peyton Thorne's numbers against Alabama A&M.
Bethune and Cookman, it's two different guys, though.
Right, but that's 11 on two. That's 11 on two. It's not fair. And then against Boise, 210 yards passing, 43 yards, two touchdowns on the ground in basically three quarters because they struggled to get going offensively in the first quarter.
Yeah, I mean, his outing against Boise, I mean, that was a national story.
Yeah, and it was – they didn't get a first down until the last play of the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were off and rolling, which is kind of what this offense does.
It's, the quote is head coach, hands on neck, baby. Hands
on neck. Yeah. They build a little momentum and then steamroll forward. So, like, if Byram gets 200, let's say 70 total yards of offense and three total touchdowns.
Oh, reckless boog.
Three total touchdowns would be
reckless. We will be reckless.
Would be the most for an Auburn quarterback in an opener against a Power Four team this century.
Who was the first P4 team Cam played?
Mississippi State, week two.
Which wasn't pretty.
No, that was a Thursday night.
It was
a Thursday night in Starkville, and it was a defensive game. I would say that Nick Fairley made as much of an impact in that game.
Sure.
As Cam did. It was kind of Nick's coming out party, his announcement statement game.
Sure.
So I just, you know, but that kind of a line for Byram doesn't seem like a stretch to me. Does it feel like it would take just this magic effort for him to put up those kind of numbers in the first game?
270?
270 total.
Passing and rushing?
Yeah.
So I think he's going to rush for 100. And my logic there is Jackson Arnold did it.
No disrespect.
So can he pass for 170? Yes. Touchdowns are hard to predict because you just don't know what they're going to call.
Right.
But 270 and a touchdown or two, sure. I think the three touchdowns is probably the larger prediction.
I agree.
But man, I don't remember if I said it here, if I said it on another show, but if I'm Baylor and I'm trying to stop an Auburn team and an Auburn offense that there's a ton of questions about just because it's new, I know they can run it. And so if I'm Baylor, I'm saying, yo, you got to pass it on us.
Yeah.
And if they find Chaz or Koger or Singleton, like if one of those guys gets behind the defense early and Byram finds them, the game's over.
Yeah.
You're right. It gets busted open.
Yeah. That is the route. It'd
be a shame. Be a shame for Baylor if that happened, huh?
I love the attitude. And speaking of attitude, we're seeing more and more attitude. Like, we're seeing more and more guys on the team take on, I think, the personality and attitude of their head coach. And I want to talk a little bit about that and a comment that Cody Sigler made yesterday.
Ooh.
Yeah. Did you see this?
Chaos wild card.
Chaos wild card. One half of the future WWE tag team, Sigler and Skinner. And you don't want any part of
Sigler. Somebody made a Chaos Wildcard Instagram.
Really?
Popped up my recommended follows last night. That's actually popped up Christian's and Christian's screenshot. And he's like, did you see this? And I'm like, that's amazing.
I love that so much. All right. I want to talk about Cody Sigler and what he said after we tell you about our friends at Precision Tune Auto Care of Opelika. They have locations throughout the region, throughout the area. The Opelika location is particularly convenient right there on Pepperell Parkway, kind of as you're getting into Opelika from Auburn. They're open at 7 o'clock in the morning. Still got time to beat the heat. I know that we're going to get a little bit of a break for a few days from this heat, but guys, it's still August. You know, it's hot in September and October here too. So go to Precision Tune Auto Care, get that free AC performance evaluation, the free system pressure test, the free vent temperature analysis, plus $50 off all AC repairs, over $300. Precision Tune Auto Care. Make sure you tell them when you go in that you watch or listen to Blackerby and Brad on Auburn Daily. Auburn Daily, Blackerby and Brad. Let them know when you go to Precision Tune Auto Care of Opelika. Today's show also presented by Active Wealth Management. Zach, take it away.
Yes, Active Wealth Management. Ford Stokes is the man. I'm over there as well, and we want to make sure that everything that you do regarding planning for your retirement or managing your finances and your wealth, that it's done in a great way. We're very big on lowering fees. We're very big on eliminating as much tax as we possibly can, because what a concept. We want your money to remain being your money. So we'd love to help you out. You can email me directly, zach@activewealth.com. You can also get directly on our calendar, calendly.com/Zach Blackerby, or just go to auburndaily.com, and there's a link there for Active Wealth Management. You can click there and you get directly on my calendar there as well.
Love that. Love that. Also love Cody Sigler making the following comment. I hate being called like a high effort guy because I'm a hit somebody. I'm going to put my hands on somebody. And he goes on to say, like, look at the tape at the end of the year and you won't just be, he said, because of what I look like, I'm called a high effort guy. So, but just look at the tape at the end of the year and you won't be saying that. An edge. This guy has a little meanness, a little nastiness, a little edge that you got to have when you're in there in the trenches.
I mean, he's worked his whole life for this.
Right. Yes.
And he understands it. And the communication between the staff and him, it's very clear. Like, this is it. You've wanted this forever. From what? Like walking on at West Alabama to finally getting a shot at Arkansas State to now getting to get to the SEC level. The place where he's wanted to be, he's not letting this slip away.
Yeah.
And he's had an incredible camp by all accounts. Can't wait to see what he does. Because, I mean, there's a chance that he's special. There's a chance that he has a special season coming. He's done all the work. Now he's just got to do it.
And early on in the year, he's got, like, he can wreak havoc early, because I do think there's this, you know, all right, you look at his tape from Arkansas State and there's nothing that just jumps out like, oh, we got to double team him. We got to, you know, he's, I don't want to say under the radar because I don't want to be disrespectful, but I don't think he's a guy that other teams are targeting schematically yet.
Yeah. And like coaches might be aware of him, but I tell you, like, he's not on any lists, right? Like, he's not being talked about by other fan bases, or he's not really being talked about by SEC media. We're the only people, Auburn fans are the only people that know about him. Cody Sigler's our little secret right now.
That's right.
But not for long. Not for long.
No, you're right.
I tell like you, we got, you know who's about to know something about him?
Baylor's about to know something about him. Yeah. That Baylor offensive line is about to know something about Cody Sigler. Yeah. Baylor offensive line, by the way, that has a pair, like two brothers that are returning. The other starters on their offensive line are a UAB transfer, a South Alabama transfer, and then a Texas transfer.
Okay.
And they're about to meet Cody Sigler. That's outstanding. They're also about to meet Jared Smith, by the way.
Sure. He's there too.
You put Sigler and Smith next to each other on the defensive line, or Sigler and Womack, either way. Turn them loose. Open the garage door. and turn them loose. I love the attitude. It's another example, Zach, of the attitude coming down from the coaching staff. They want their guys to play with that hunger and that edge. And I love that we're seeing it. How much better will the defense statistically be better than last year's defense?
I think it'll be about the same statistically.
Okay. As a reminder, Auburn was seventh in scoring defense.
Just I think it'll be about the same.
Yeah, just under 21 points a game. Seventh in total.
Because I think it'll be a slight step back, mm-hmm. but they're going to play less snaps is my logic there.
So more per play, but about the same total. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
I could see him being on the – I could see him out there more plays, but also because of the tempo.
Brad, there were times –
the offense is going to – yeah.
I mean, it was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Three and out. We got to go back out there. Three and out. Oh, we got to go back out there.
Like, yeah, that's true.
It was insane.
Even if – yeah, that's a good point. It balances out, doesn't it? They're going to run 70-plus plays. I was looking back at last year's stats for teams that play similar tempo offenses.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, I mean, Mississippi State, similar tempo offense, about 72 plays a game. Tennessee, about 73 plays a game. I think Auburn could run 73, 74 plays a game on average out there.
Come on.
Helps the defense. Okay, so that's what I have from a football perspective.
I'm dying to see what your confessions are over there. Real quick, sign up.
Yeah.
Do our newsletter. Go to auburndaily.com. Right at the top, put your email in. Newsletter will probably start early next week. Mm-hmm. We've got some fun, exciting ways to continue to bring value to you guys. That is free, and it will always be free.
Yeah.
What is your confession?
Intentionality. We're being very intentional with the newsletter. All right, here's my confession. I did something last night that I had never done before, and frankly, I've ridiculed it privately for a while. I played pickleball.
You played pickleball?
I played pickleball last night.
So before you went into playing pickleball last night, what were some of the things you said to ridicule it? Like, what did you say about it?
Pickleball is for old people who aren't mobile enough anymore to play tennis.
Okay.
I was a tennis snob. I looked down at pickleball because it's not tennis. Mm-hmm. And I thought you can't really get a good workout. This is so ignorant now that I've experienced it. Probably could have just watched or read a little or listened to a couple of the people who tried to tell me about it. If I'd maybe just done that, I wouldn't have felt so silly. But that's what I thought. I thought, no.
You can't just go out and play tennis. Like, you have to be somewhat good at it to like actually be able to play it.
It helps, if
somebody just picks up a tennis racket and hasn't picked one up in 5 years, like,
yeah,
they're not going to be able to serve consistently, like,
yeah,
at all.
It's going
to
be more,
they're not gonna be able to return anything, like, it's going to go all these different, like, there's definitely a skill that you have to have.
There is a lot more start stop. Yeah. So it was incredible. It's great. Like,
where'd you play at?
Across from the junior high school in Auburn.
Okay.
Out there on Sanford. Didn't even know there were pickleball courts out there until a week
or so. Pickleball courts everywhere, man. Yeah. No, that's great.
I feel like I'm the last guy to the party. I came home last night. Pickleball was on ESPN2. I'm now worried I'm going to swing the other way so much and become like a pickleball junkie.
You liked it that much?
It was that much fun.
Yeah, cool.
It was that much. And how about this? I was, by 20 years, the oldest person on the court. Because...
Oh, really?
It was nothing but college students and people...
That might vary by like which court you go to.
Maybe, but there's a lot more courts over there where the, like, on campus. But maybe. You're right. You're right about that.
So I always go, I mean, I live in Opelika, so I always go to the Sportsplex one, which those are like immaculate. It's insane how nice the facility is.
Do you play?
I have, but I would not say that I play.
We should play some. We should have an Auburn Daily Pickleball Tournament.
Do you have stuff? Like, do you have, did you buy rackets and stuff? Oh,
well, one, I bought a paddle. Yeah.
It's a paddle. Got it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have a paddle or anything.
Okay. I bet we could get you one.
Okay.
I bet we could get you one. What if we get our own Blackerby and Brad branded pickleball paddles?
Wow. You really are like going all the other, you're going all the way.
Yeah, I need to slow down. I need to apply the brakes a little bit. Yeah, I was wrong. There it is. I was wrong. I can admit when I'm wrong. I was wrong.
Yeah, no, it's fun. It's fun for sure.
That's my confession, though. That's it.
So you would rather play pickleball than tennis, though?
1,000%. We'll put my old tennis racket in the giveaway box today.
You have a giveaway box?
I'm going to make a giveaway box today and put the tennis racket in.
I got questions about the giveaway box now. When did that happen?
No, I did in the move. No, I found a good bit, like clothes that I haven't worn in a long time.
That makes sense in the move. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. There is a literal giveaway box. So.
That do it for today's show?
Hey, Zach, we're into single digits tomorrow.
It's crazy.
This is awesome.
Football is here.
Yeah. All right.
Is there a game tomorrow?
Is there not a college game? There's a college game Friday night.
Friday night's the first one?
Yeah. There's an eighth grade football game in Auburn tomorrow night, but that's not going to capture the mass audience, probably.
Probably not.
Yeah.
The Pats play the Browns' final preseason game.
That's tomorrow night?
Final preseason game. We're close.
So they take a week off. Yeah. All right.
It's here.
Yeah. I love it. Get out the – we're also only a few days away from peanuts and candy corn season.
Okay.
Peanuts and candy corn. September 1st. We're allowed to have that.
That's fun.
It is fun. It's delicious.
That does it for today's show.
Thanks, everybody, for being a part of it. Remember, until next time, everyone has devices. Make sure Blackerby and Brad are on yours.